It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
It's very nice to go traveling to Paris, London, and Rome. It's oh so nice to go traveling, but it's so much nicer, yes, it's so much nicer to come home.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 18th of August? Well, I do hope so. As the song says, it's very nice to go traveling, but it's nice to come home, too. I missed you all. I hope you enjoyed the shows I left behind. A few of you wrote in to say you really enjoyed listening to Bill Hunt, the photograph collector. Like you, I learned a lot about looking at photographs from him. He's talented, he has a great eye, and boy, is he fun. He's become one of my biggest pals. About this time of year, I start counting the days until the big Paris photo fair in November, when Bill and his entourage of other fun friends are here. My holiday this summer was spent traveling around this beautiful country. I was down in the south at the beach, of course, then in the charming city of Bordeaux, and then up to Brittany to my husband's parents' house, which was overflowing with brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles and a brand new wonderful niece just for me, 7-month-old Alix, who smiles and smiles and smiles. She's an angel. With all that, we still managed to squeeze into my house my good friend Ziad, who lives in London but is originally from Kuwait. Good Ziad basically brought his kitchen with him to the house, all manner of Middle Eastern spices, and he cooked up 2 traditional Kuwaiti lamb dishes for us, which was an enormous success with the French family and with me, of course. Have you ever seen a Kuwaiti sun-dried lime? Well, if you look on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page, you'll see photos of Ziad's dishes and a short video of some of the ingredients he uses when he cooks. That is, if I figure out how to put it on the Facebook page. I'd like to know how familiar these spices are to you. Of course, I brought back loads of postcards from my travels, so teachers, now's a good time to write and request postcards and stamps for your students. All you have to do is send a note to english.service@rfi.fr, and I'll get a package in the mail to you post-haste. The address again is english.service@rfi.fr. Ask and you shall receive.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owens Beef Cooking.
On Radio France International.
Mmm, yummy.
Are you hungry? Well, it's about time for the main course, the quiz. Way back on June 23rd, I asked you a question about Colombia. A few days before, on the 17th, Colombians had voted for president, and I asked you to send in the name of the winner as well as the name of his party. The answer is Iván Duque, a former senator from the rightish Democratic Center Party. Duque won about 54% of the vote in the second and last round of elections, according to election officials. He defeated Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla member and a former mayor of Bogota, the capital. Petro got about 42% of the vote. At 41, Duque will be one of the youngest presidents in the country's history. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Timothy Ofori from Kumasi, Ghana. Boni Biswas, a member of the Students Oriental Radio Club in Murshidabad, India, and Leonel Gomez Abaye, who's a member of the RFI Club Cuba in Holguín. Also on the winners list this week is Yakuba Cisse from Serekunda, the Gambia, and last but not least, Krister Brunström from Halmstad, Sweden. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This past Sunday, the 12th of August, NASA's Parker Solar Probe was launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Its mission? To study the mysteries of the sun's atmosphere. The Parker Solar Probe is the fastest man-made object ever made. When it nears the sun, it will travel at some 692,000 kilometers per hour. And guess what? One of the instruments on board is French designed and made. And that's your question. What is the name of the instrument on board the Parker Solar Probe, which was developed and constructed by French scientists? You can find the answer on our webpage in our article, Parker Solar Probe's French Connection. Again, what is the name of the instrument on board the Parker Solar Probe, which was developed and constructed by French scientists? Read the article, Parker Solar Probe's French Connection, published on Sunday the 12th on the RFI English webpage to find the answer. You have until the 17th of September to get your answer in. Be sure to tune in on the 22nd of September to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Sound Kitchen.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
We have new RFI Listeners Club members to welcome. Randolph Mambia from Monrovia, Liberia. Suleiman Kamara, originally from Sierra Leone, but now living in the Gambia. Kebuma Sama from Bamenda, Cameroon. And Kwame Obeng Frimpong from Kumasi, Ghana. From Abbotsford, Canada, Kanwar Sandhu is also a new member of the RFI Listeners Club, although he notes he's been listening to RFI since 1975 when he lived in India. Well, it's about time you joined up, Kanwar. Welcome, new members. If you'd like to be a member of the general RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you include with all your quiz entries, and if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. There's some new photos for you on the RFI English Club's Facebook page, sent in by the clubs of their RFI-sponsored football matches. On the Sound Kitchen page, look for photos of Alexandria in Egypt, sent by listener Mohammed El Said Abd El Rahim. It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my colleague Maxime Nouveau for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'll play you out with a request by RFI Listeners Club member Jananendra Nath Pukan from Assam, India. It's a birthday wish for, as he wrote, someone very special to me. It's called Listening with Your Sweet Eyes, and Jananendra is the composer. Hope your special friend enjoys it, Jananendra. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.